It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is The Week in Philly. Listen at 5 a.m. and 3 p.m. on Saturday and 3 p.m. on Sunday on KYW News Radio 103.9 FM and free on the Odyssey app. Sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love.
We start this edition of The Week in Philly from KYW News Radio right where you would expect, focusing on Election Day, which of course is Tuesday. Pennsylvania obviously critical when it comes to the race for president, and let's talk about the state of play in Pennsylvania now. We are joined by Dr. John Kennedy. He is a professor of political science at Westchester University. And Dr. Kennedy, let's start overall in the presidential race. When you're looking at things in Pennsylvania, the polls have it at a jump ball. What do you think the state of play is heading into Tuesday?
Hi, Matt. I'm glad to be here. I think it's pretty obvious. Pennsylvania is at the heart of the political universe right now. More than any other state, the winner of Pennsylvania is going to determine whom the next president of the United States is. And right now, it is really too close to call. You look at any of the surveys, you look at any of the metrics, this is really a jump ball race. We may not know until a few days after November 5th for the final tally.
What do you think is driving people in Pennsylvania as far as what they are looking for out of these two candidates?
You know, obviously you start with the baseline of the party polarization that we have today. We have candidates who engender, particularly former President Donald Trump, who engenders very strong support, but also very strong opposition. Vice President Harris, obviously coming in late in the game, has had to reintroduce herself to the American public and Pennsylvanians. But, you know, we have a very polarized environment. You know, this isn't 1976 Ford versus Carter. The gap between the differences between the two candidates, between the two parties, is stronger than it's ever been. And the intensity out there because of that is higher, arguably, than any time since the Civil War in the mid 19th century.
From all accounts, from things I've heard anecdotally reading, the Harris ground game is much more robust in Pennsylvania than the Trump ground game. In a close election, how big a factor do you think that could play?
At this point in time, as we near election day, you know, the persuasion phase is pretty much over. Now we are in the get out the vote phase. And there's no question that in a very close marginal election, the Harris ground game can make a difference. In fact, that's certainly what a lot of her supporters are counting on. She has established about 50 offices across the Commonwealth. They are knocking on doors, you know, tapping into their supporters, their registered voters, registered Democrats, independents, ensuring that they get out to vote. The Trump campaign have sort of siphoned off a lot of those responsibilities to some third-party groups, some fronted by Elon Musk. You know, it's the question whether or not they have the experience and to be as successful in getting out their votes. It's going to be a high turnout election. Whether it matches 2020 remains to be seen. But, you know, those low propensity voters who generally do not turn out can make the difference in this election.
On election night, as the returns are coming in, what will you be looking for as far as how things break? Are there certain tea leaves you'll be reading?
I would look to certain areas of the state as the night goes on. For instance, Northampton County, you have two medium-sized cities in Bethlehem and Easton. And you also have a lot of rural areas, very red areas up in the Slate Belt in Northampton County, and not just a presidential election. You know, I look at Northampton County when it comes, when you look back over the last 50, 70 years, as the bellwether for any elections statewide in Pennsylvania. So that's what I'm going to be looking at. Look at Erie County, which is similar, certainly closer to home, Bucks County, where Republicans have made inroads in registration, have now taken the lead in registration. We should probably get a clear picture around midnight. But when you look at the early numbers, we might get an inkling before that.
Now let's switch gears, look at the Senate race. You have incumbent Democrat Bob Casey running against Republican challenger Dave McCormick. What do you see there, and what could be behind movement to McCormick if it's real?
Well, I mean, one thing is certainly the amount of money that the McCormick campaign has been able to spend. You know, he apparently has closed the gap. Whether or not he's going to be able to get over the top and get over 50% remains to be seen. I think conventional wisdom has been throughout the campaign that Casey is expected to run several points ahead of the Harris camp. If Harris, let's say, wins the state, it's difficult to foresee enough Harris McCormick voters putting him over the top.
When it comes to the races for the U.S. House of Representatives, are there a couple that you find really interesting in Pennsylvania?
Harking back to the Lehigh Valley and Susan Wilde race, incumbent faces a challenge. Matt Cartwright in the Scranton-Wilkes-Barre area also faces a challenge. Locally, I think Brian Fitzpatrick has a challenge, but I think he looks pretty secure right now, and he's been certainly a very capable vote-getter throughout his career. But the most, I think, competitive race right now, the most likely to flip is the one in the South Central Pennsylvania. That's the Scott Perry seat. We saw a poll last week that had Democratic challenger Janelle Stelson in the lead. I think that's probably the one most likely race at this point to flip in the state.
As far as at the state level, what do you think we could see a swing in control in the Pennsylvania legislature?
In the state house, the Democrats have a 102 to 101 lead, and it's coming down to a handful. And by handful, I mean literally a handful, maybe five races, six races across the state. These are races that are literally going to come down to a few hundred votes, most likely. I would rate the state house purely a toss-up right now, maybe tilt Democrat. They do have a one-person edge, which might make a difference. I would put the Senate as sort of maybe lean Republican.
All right, thank you very much. That's Dr. John Kennedy, professor of political science at Westchester University. We will have more of The Week in Philly after this. Stay with us.
Check out The Week in Philly, Saturdays at 5 a.m., Saturdays and Sundays from 3 to 4 p.m. on KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM, or free on the Odyssey app. Sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.